This presentation was given at the 2017 Oktoberfest Conference at the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogy Society. Rights to the content of the presentation remain with the speaker.
Thank you. As most of you know, I'm the director of the Sally Archives of the Orangeburg County Historical Society, and I just want to preface what I'm saying today in that the Historical Society, like a lot of organizations, we're kind of struggling, and we do need as much support as possible to help us maintain the Sally Archives, which is our primary goal. To keep it open, keep it available in general for free to everybody out there in the genealogical family, and also we serve a historical interest also. And so there's a lot of things that have happened this year which are kind of interesting. It's been a very interesting year. As most of you know, last year at Oktoberfest, we had just gone through Hurricane Matthew. It had passed through, and at that point in time, we had a couple trees down in the archives. Ultimately, that led to a leak in our roof at the archives building, and so that's when the excitement started, and we had about six or seven trash cans in there catching water at one point, and luckily nothing really was damaged other than some current magazines, and then that was really about it, and some supplies. We got the roof fixed, and not too long after that, somebody decided they were going to kick in our back door. And that, again, is another kind of interesting story. They just put a foot to the door. They walked straight into the archives, went straight for our little donation box, which you might remember sits on our front counter up there. It's actually attached to the counter, the glass counter. And so they picked up the donation box. It wouldn't come up, so they took the glass countertop with them and left the building. They deposited it back over on the other side of Dixie Hall after breaking it and getting the $23 out of the box. And ultimately, that cost the archives about $2,800. Now, part of that was paid for by insurance, but to replace the door and all the painting and everything. Let's see. We also had this year a leak over in Dixie Hall. As you might know, Dixie Hall is our second building. It sits in the old Pioneer Graveyard. Dixie Hall sat on Courthouse Square in Orangeburg, and it was a residence up through the Civil War. After the Civil War, it became the offices of a number of the attorneys in town. Islar and Glaze were there for a while, Islar and Islar. It eventually was given to the Dixie Club, which was the first lending library in Orangeburg County. The Dixie Club eventually gave all of their books to the Orangeburg County library system when it was formed. That wasn't until the 50s. At that time, the Dixie Club donated that building to the Historical Society. And so it's actually an antebellum building that has been there since around 1840. We don't really have any records to show when it was built, but it was originally a residence sitting on Courthouse Square. And it was spared by Sherman's troops because they were in that building, at least some of the officers, as part of their history. But Dixie Hall has now been re-roofed, has a brand new roof on it, and so that's just another little bit of excitement. On a little bit more positive note, this year we did publish, or republish actually, the history of the Sally family. We got permission from the Sally Family Historical Society, and this is the group out of Sally, South Carolina, so out past Springfield, and this is the Olin Sally book. So that book is now available through the Historical Society. It's available on Amazon and pretty much wherever books are sold. We actually had a couple orders that I saw go through the system from England. which is kind of interesting. Published along with that was a book put together by Dr. Lawton Sally, The Descendants of John Sally, which covers the Orangeburg portion of the Sally family. Couple of very nice donations that we've gotten this year, one of which was a painting of Annie Adela Felder, who I can't actually give you the history and genealogy of her right now, so I'm not even going to try. But the painting was done by a student of Thomas Sully, who's a very famous South Carolina artist. The painting was appraised at $10,000, and so it's a very nice addition to our collection, even though we don't concentrate on artifacts, but it does add to that. And interestingly enough, the painting came from Hawaii. So a lady called me up from Hawaii. I recognized the area code, answered the phone, and she said, "I've got a painting for you." And I said, "Okay." And it turned out that it had come from Orangeburg, and it had been in the family, and they had provenance on it all the way through. So that was really nice. And also, we've just recently gotten a very large portrait of George Hartness's mother, and that's another very nice addition to our family. The Hartnesses have been very gracious to the archives. On a note that it might be of interest to you guys, we have gotten the entire stock of census books from Alligator Creek Publishing. And we've also gotten permission to reprint those as necessary. We have approximately 4,000 books now for Orangeburg County and surrounding counties. Anything that Alligator Creek Publishing had transcribed and put into book form, we're going to make those available at $5 each. So you could stock up and have a paper copy of the censuses for all around in the areas. And these books are really handy because they are indexed, and they're a good reference in that you can see who was nearby, because they also list the censuses in the order on the pages. And so these are really nice to have, and, you know, even though they are online now, you're sitting on Ancestry. It's kind of hard to go page to page to page to find out who was nearby. These give you that advantage. And those are available at the archives now. So that's a very nice donation. We've gotten a lot of new genealogies in also. And so you might want to check with us to see if anything new has come in. I think my time is just about up. But again, I encourage everybody here to come by the archives and visit and you know, make lots of copies and donate and all that kind of stuff too. I'd like to recognize Wayne Hughes, who is sitting in the back. He's going to be usually your first line if you call on the phone. He'll be answering and helping you and getting research available. We do try to make the research more or less free. We don't say, pay us $50 and we'll send you your great aunt. We do appreciate donations, though, for that research and that time and everything. So we're working to keep all of our records available for you, and we hope that you support us in that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for all the work that the Orangeburg Historical Society does.